Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year. This is the first time we're meeting in the new year, 2023. Although some of you are here for not too many. Susu maybe is the only one. Nick was here. You ready? Yeah. New Year's Eve. Oh, well, and us. And some of you on Zoom were here for New Year's Eve, and it was really lovely to literally ring in the new year on our bell here, and people supplied bells on Zoom as well. So it was really great to be able to do that here in the Zendo again for the first time since 2019. This transition, and the last time we met here on Wednesday night was for the winter solstice celebration. This transition from one year to the next is often a time of reflection, taking stock. Maybe we tidy up our household mess or our office mess a little bit or a lot. To face the new year. Maybe we decide to reconnect with someone that we've lost touch with or felt some distance from. And of course, there are New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolution is almost a kind of cliche. They're, you know, good for jokes. We all know how easy it is to set up expectations that we almost inevitably will fail to live up to. I found this little poem called Resolution by Leah Purpura. It goes like this. There's a thing I shouldn't do, and now I have the rest of the day to make up for. Not undo, that can't be done. But next time, think more calmly, breathe. Say there's a new morning. Though, why would that work? It isn't even hidden. Hear it in there, more. So yeah, even though we know we should meet up to that high bar we set for ourselves, somehow we're tempted to get more of that thing we shouldn't have, or to settle for less of what we really know deeply we want and need. Making resolutions at New Year's is, in a way, kind of arbitrary, because surely we can renew and strengthen our resolutions, our intentions, our vows to live in a conscious way, consistent with our values. Surely we can do that anytime. But there's something about the natural cycles of time, the days, the months, the seasons, the years, that are aligned with the movements of the sun and the moon and the earth that help us to strengthen and reinforce our intentions. From the time of the Buddha, the Sangha, the community gathered on the full moon and on the new moon as well, as we will do this Sunday on the full moon, to chant the precepts of right conduct, and to reflect on our practice and renew our vows. The calendar of the calendar new year is actually a bit out of sync with the winter solstice, with the turning of the season. But there's something about that shift from the shortest days and the long dark nights and the return of the light that seems to invite reflection and renewal. The cycles of light and darkness, growth and decay, joy and sorrow, teach us about the nature of our existence, about impermanence, about non-duality, about interconnection. So I thought tonight we could take some time to do some reflection together. Usually in our Zazen practice, in our meditation practice, we do a kind of meditation called shikantaza. In the Japanese, it means just sitting, allowing sensations, perceptions, feelings, and thoughts to arise and pass without pushing away, without grabbing a hold. Allowing the mind to settle and quiet. And sometimes the mind does settle and quiet, and sometimes it doesn't. But we show up and practice with whatever condition we're in. But there are other kinds of meditative practices. There's koan practice, where we take a phrase or a question as an object of concentration, not to figure out an answer, but to open to what it has to reveal to us beyond our conventional dualistic thinking. The classic one, what is your face before your parents were born? Sounds like a riddle, right? But we look deeper, we look deeper, we hold the question. So we could call this kind of koan practice or inquiry practice a wisdom practice, because it opens us to the wisdom of impermanence, of no separate self. And then there are other practices that we could call compassion practices, heart-opening practices. Like they're called the Brahma Viharas, the heavenly abodes of loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. And those practices use phrases to soften our hearts, open our hearts. Or the Tibetan Buddhist practice of Tonglen, receiving and sending, taking in suffering, sending out life, light, ease, and healing on the breath. Breathing in suffering, breathing out compassion and healing. So those are compassion practices. Wisdom and compassion, as you may know, are considered the two wings of our practice. And if they're not in balance, we can't fly. We can't navigate our way freely and well in this difficult world. In the coming weeks, we're going to be looking at a 14th century Tibetan Buddhist text that will give us some guidance about wisdom and compassion practices. And it's called 37 Practices of a Bodhisattva. So there are 37 verses that give us practices in very clear language. They're quite lovely, so that will start next week. But tonight, let's take a little time to use reflection as part of our practice. So in this way, we reflect not in an analytical way, but grounded in the quiet mind of our practice of Zazen, this kind of quiet, receptive mind. And then we take up a theme or a question with a sense of spacious inquiry. So we notice, we attend to what arises without trying to figure out answers to our lives or analyze, but to reflect, to lay down the kind of micromanaging mind that most of us have in operation in our daily lives, and make room for meanings and insights that we might otherwise miss. So it's really important for this kind of reflection practice to have quiet space and time. And we could do that as part of our Zazen practice, And if we do that, it's good to kind of make a deliberate intention to do that. Say, I'm doing reflection practice now. So it's a little different from our ordinary shikantaza practice. But we can also do this as part of walking or sitting outdoors. Often it comes naturally, this kind of reflection, when we're in a quiet outdoor space. Or we could do it looking through old photos and letters. It's really important, particularly if there's someone in your life who's no longer living and you want to reflect on their life and your relationship, to just make quiet time to look at photos and old letters and just see what's there. Now, what reflections arise. And this can also happen in the practice of with a friend, a trusted friend, careful listening and speaking. Really, really taking turns for one to fully hear the other and then take turns. And we don't do that enough. We don't take the time to do that enough. But that's another really good way to practice reflection and, to have someone really give you the gift of listening and to offer that, give that gift of listening. So let's do a little contemplative reflection practice now. I'm going to invite you to just sit in your zazen posture, but sit comfortably. And take a moment to just feel your body sitting stably on your seat, held in place by the gravity of this great earth. And feel your breath naturally inhaling, naturally exhaling. And allow your awareness to be easeful, relaxed, and open, receptive. And I'm going to ask you a series of questions. And you don't have to engage with these questions in an intellectual or analytical way. Just notice what arises after each question, in response to each question. Any bodily sensations, any images or feelings or memories or thoughts, just notice. If the mind wanders, that's okay, then just come back to your sense of body and breath. And then if you miss one question, don't worry, just listen to the next one. And notice what arises with interest and with curiosity. And after this, I'll give you some time to make some notes for yourself. So don't worry if there's something that you want to be sure to remember. As the old year passes and the new year begins, I'd like to invite you to reflect on three themes in your life: honoring, releasing, and beckoning or inviting. So if at any point you space out or you feel free to just ignore me if you want, if something is really present for you, and stay with one theme or return to just sitting. So please take care of yourself and your needs as we do this. So the first reflection theme is honoring. What do you honor in your life as you reflect on this past year? There may be something that you've learned, something that you put into practice that you want to honor. There may be something that you have created with your hands, your heart, your body, your intellect, your imagination. What and who has supported your capacity for that, those acts of creation? Take a moment to honor that capacity in yourself and all that has supported it with gratitude. The second reflection is releasing. As you reflect on the past year, what do you need to release? To let go of? What have you been carrying that you'd like to put down? Are you ready to let go? It's actually okay if you're not quite ready. Just notice how ready you feel. It may be that you're ready just to ease your grip on what you're holding, to hold it with a little more lightly, to hold it a little more lightly with a sense of patient, compassionate inquiry. And there may be things that you are ready to let go. Take a moment and see what arises. The third reflection is beckoning or inviting, calling forth. As you begin this year, what would you like to beckon or invite into your life? Is there something in you that is yearning to be expressed more fully? And what do you need to live well? And to make a contribution to life. Take a moment and see what arises. Could be with a sense of you beckoning, calling forth, or something calling to you for your attention and nourishment. Ding. I don't have a bell. Thank you. Thank you for trying that with me. There's no right or wrong answers here to these reflections, just whatever may have come up for you. I want to give you a chance to maybe make some notes for yourself to see what came up, and maybe we can pass these pens around and these papers so you can each have. And for the people on Zoom, I will screen share these questions, so you can, if you find some paper and something to write with at home, I will screen share these for you so you can review. There they are for the Zoom folks. So just take a few moments and make some notes for yourself. And this may, you know, there may be things that you want to take home and consider more in more detail, or write about, or make a little phrase or note for yourself to put on your fridge. See what form this takes, your notes. So take a few moments to do that. And we will be sharing in small groups, but when we do that, you'll only share, you know, what, any part of this that you feel comfortable sharing. These notes are just for you.